So after uniting the entire nation as one and greeting them in his usual manner, he said, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Listen to how he appropriately begins in relation to the matter at hand. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Are you wondering how this is relevant to the topic? It very much is, because you see, they were deeply upset and troubled that the apostle had not come to them, despite his promise, but spent all his time in Macedonia, seemingly preferring others to them. In response to this resentment towards him, he explained why he was absent. However, he did not state it outright, like, "I know I promised to come, but I was delayed by afflictions. Please forgive me and don't see it as any form of disrespect or neglect towards you." Rather, he approached the issue with more dignity and reliability, adding significance through offering consolation so that they wouldn't subsequently question his delay. Just as if one who had promised to meet with a loved one after facing countless dangers finally arrives, saying, "Glory to you, O God, for allowing me to see the long-awaited lovely face. Blessed be you, O God, from what perils have you saved me." This kind of praising God is a response to someone who is ready to blame and prevents them from even complaining about the delay. Because anyone thanking God for their escape from such great calamities cannot, without embarrassment, be taken to task or asked to explain their delay. Hence, Paul starts with, "Blessed be the God of mercies," implying by these words that he had been both exposed to and rescued from significant perils. Just like David doesn't address God in the same way in all situations, but during a battle and victory he says, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my buckler." And during liberation from struggles and overwhelming darkness he says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." And based on the specific context, he refers to him according to his benevolence, righteousness, or his just judgment. In a similar manner, Paul also initially describes him by his benevolence here, calling him the God of mercies, which essentially means the one who has shown me such great mercies as to deliver me from the brink of death.